Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're executing a warrant on Section 8 of PACE.
So I'm sitting here in a conference room in Cambridgeshire Police Station, just off Parker's Piece. It's 9:15 in the morning, and across the table from me are seven police officers being briefed by a Sergeant Paul Street. They're all wearing thick body armour. The sergeant's reading off his computer, some of the officers are taking notes, but I'm suspecting a little bit that the formality is in part for the benefit of us journalists sitting on the other side of the table. The officers seem pretty ready for what's about to happen.
There's been a load of recent intelligence coming in about the address. Members of the street life community suspected to be drug users have been seen waiting in the rear garden of the property. A male exits the property via the back door, meets with these individuals, and items are exchanged. The male then returns back inside the property. This has been happening regularly throughout the day for the past week. The street life have then been shooting up in the alleyways next to the property once the male has returned inside. Vehicles have been pulling up outside. Individuals have been entering the address, remaining in the property for a matter of minutes before leaving and driving away. People have been stopped and searched and found with keys to that address who aren't local. I mean, the intel goes on and on, and we know the address very well from our experiences there in the past. In February 2017, three males found inside the property were suspected to be drug dealers. On one of these males was found with a belt wrapped around his hand when officers entered, and he was beating the occupier. The occupier also was threatened by the trio that they would pour boiling water over her, and a kettle had been boiled and was close by. So that shows you the sort of dangerous individuals we're going to be potentially coming up against today.
The research is thorough. The police know what to expect here. It's all but certain they're going to find Class A drugs on the property. And this is just one from a series of raids they're going to carry out this week as part of a week of police action against County Lines criminality. You might have heard of County Lines. It's the phrase going around to describe drug trafficking out of major UK cities into new areas of the country, such as Cambridgeshire. The dealers often use teenagers as runners to transport the drugs and make their bases inside their more vulnerable clients' homes. Clients like the woman we're going to pay a visit to today. If the police want to catch anyone red-handed, they're going to have to move fast.
How we're going to do this is we're going to force the door and we're going to search the place, to be quite simple. Officers from the Southern Prevention Team will manage the static observations covering any entrance or exit to the location, and under no circumstances are any risks to be taken which may put members of staff or members of the public in danger. All officers operationally engaged in this plan are to be in possession of full personal protective equipment and taser if required. It is known there is a very large dog at the property, although the animal, so far, has never shown any aggression towards officers. Persons at the location may attempt to discard evidence and destroy evidence. This includes concealing drugs internally. So we know that people will try and swallow drugs, we know that people will try and plug drugs, so we've got to be really, really quick and sharp when we get into that address to prevent them from doing that. From the past, it's not uncommon for people to position weapons close to themselves to protect their supply. This includes weapons being concealed in and under furniture, in clothing, as well as access points in the property. To date, nobody from that address has ever attempted to assault a police officer while I've been in there, but we can't go in there not expecting that to happen. So assume the worst, and we'll deal with everyone appropriately while we're in there. And we need to be conscious that a lot of the county line dealers we're finding at the moment are kids themselves, so they may be victims as much as offenders. In reality, what we want to be doing is hitting the address really hard, really fast, really loudly, and not giving anyone an opportunity to throw anything or plug anything or arm themselves. We're going to be catching them off guard, but we need to be really mindful that when we park the cars up, we are vulnerable from getting out of the car to getting into the property. If someone sees us out a window, then that's time that we could end up losing the drugs. So I want the door smashed in really early, everyone charging the property loudly, everyone handcuffed and no messing about. Is everyone happy? Any questions? Lovely.
9:30 a.m. now. We're getting into a series of cars, some marked as police cars, some not. It only takes 3 minutes to get there, but we park around the corner, and as soon as we get out of the cars, Something shifts in the air, and suddenly the officers are in action. Two of them hurry round the back of the house, while the others run to the front, us behind, crouching low behind a wall, moving up past the gate of the small front garden to the flimsy wooden door. It's over quickly. The violent noise draws a neighbour out of his door, and he seems more shocked by the cameras than by the police raid. Go round the back, he says, that's where they'll be. Just as predicted, round the back they've caught someone on their way out. As I approach, the man's being cuffed.
Officers have entered, and a male from London's found in the lounge area. He's quickly tried to conceal something in the back of his trousers. He's been handcuffed and searched where a package of Class A drugs has been found, rolled up the bottom of his trouser leg. So he's been arrested for possession of intent to supply Class A drugs, and the homeowner at the address has been arrested for allowing her premises to be used for drug supply.
Inside, through the door, we can see the young woman, the owner, crouched on the sofa in the front room, upset, arguing with the officers. The woman who provides the dealers with a place to stay, and who in return gets beaten by them and threatened with torture. I'm reminded of a point Sergeant Street made more than once in his briefing about how the line between victim and suspect in this case can be blurred because this woman is dependent and vulnerable, and also some of the dealers are kids being exploited by the major players in the drug trade down in London. This victim-suspect line is one that the police have to tread frequently. Meanwhile, the neighbour has stayed outside watching parts of the drama unfold. He's keenly aware of what's been going on inside the house, and by now he's almost used to it.
This is not just today. Houses get raided once a month, once every 2 months, and drug dealers everywhere, drug addicts everywhere, until 7 o'clock in the morning to, I don't know, 3, 4 o'clock at night. Smell of drugs is so bad that it comes in through my children's bedroom. I had to foam it all out so the smell wouldn't come into their rooms. So, you know, police are doing their job as much as they can, but you can't really stop the drug addicts coming. It's the council that need to do something, and the council have known for years, and they will continuously be knowing, but they won't do anything.
So they're basically not even trying to hide it at a certain point?
They're not trying to even hide it. I mean, she got the house because of her child, but her child's not even in the house. It's just full of drug addicts and drug dealers.
Yeah, counter lines is becoming a bigger issue in Cambridge, and we are doing our very best to target it. The long and short of it is we're not going to tolerate drug supply in Cambridge, and we're going to be raiding addresses all over the city to make sure that we can deal with the issues that are coming into Cambridgeshire.